All right. Well, good morning, guys. Like Joseph said, my wife Ashley is joining me this morning, and I will tell you on the front end, she is a grammar corrector. So just be aware of that, but she usually does it pretty gently. But Ashley's up here with me today because we want together to engage in some real talk with y'all this morning as we continue in this series.
So real talk about real life, our life, marriage, and family. Real talk about faith and following God, even when it's hard, especially in 2020.
Yeah, so you guys know me fairly well, and you hear from me fairly often, but I want them, Ashley, to get to know you a little bit, so why don't you tell them a little bit about who you are?
I began following Christ when I was 7 years old. Randy and I have been married almost 17 years, and we have three daughters. They're 12, 10, and 9, and I am a second grade teacher.
All right, so this morning as we take on the next passage of Real Talk from the book of James, we're going to be talking about knowing and doing, all right? So it's knowing and doing. So how about you? Are you more of a knower or are you more of a doer?
In general, I am a knower for sure. I'm an avid reader, so my idea of a good Saturday is waking up late and reading a book in bed, maybe moving to the couch, reading a book there, and then eventually moving out by the pool where I can read a book by the pool. And I will read anything. I love fiction, nonfiction, something fun, faith, family, teaching. I'm in for all of it. And then on the weekdays, my mornings usually start about 5, and that's when I get up so that I have time for to read my Bible and to journal, and I love to have that time so I can just kind of sit in it and soak and spend time with the Lord.
Okay, because opposites often attract, you can guess I am more of a doer by nature. My idea of a good time on Saturday is to play games, to fill it with activities, to go outside the house and do different things, even just come up with a list of errands if we have to find a reason to go out and see the world, you know? And kind of in the same vein, when it comes to vacations, Ashley's idea is to have no plans when it comes to plans so that we can just sit and soak, and I want an agenda that is full. But I will tell you that when it comes to Saturdays, there is a season where I like to sit and soak, and that's the season that we're in right now, college football season. I can sit and soak in that all day long. But when it comes to my weekdays, you may have already guessed it, they do not start at 5 a.m. They start as late as possible, and I am not up at 5 with Ashley. Not that I can't, you know, be kind of a know-it-all at times, but in general, I am much more of a doer. And just being honest, it helps me to recognize and see that that's actually one of the things that I like so much about preaching. I like to have something to do with what I've come to know, you know, by the grace of God and seeing in the truth. So even in that, even when it comes to that, there's still a doing aspect to it.
Yeah. So how about you guys? Would you call yourself more of a knower or more of a doer? So where are my knowers at?
Who's a knower like Ashley? Yeah. All right. Doers.
Doers.
That's right.
So many more
doers. It's 11-11. We're doers. You've been up, you know, we've been getting things accomplished this day. Yeah. So here's what we're going to talk about today with more real talk from the book of James. And here's the deal. Whether you're a knower or a doer, I want you to listen to this. Knowing without doing and doing without knowing are both foolishness. If you know but don't do, or if you do without knowing, either way, James is going to tell us that that is foolishness. So what that means for us as knowers and doers, as, you know, as individuals, as a doer and a knower, it means Ashley and I are probably doomed to be fools. But maybe together, you know, we could be half decent as a couple. I don't know.
So knowing without doing and doing without knowing are both foolishness. So do those statements make sense to you? What are we talking about? So let's go ahead and look in James. And so if you have your Bibles, you can turn to James chapter 1. We're going to be on verse 19, and if you don't have a Bible, we're going to have the words up on the screen, and you can follow along in the BPF app, and then we always give away Bibles at our Welcome Center every week, so you're welcome to go get a Bible there after the service.
All right, so we're going to pick up where we left off last week with chapter 1, verse 19, and it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this." So let's take note. "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." Now that, my friends, is some real talk, and it's some really challenging real talk. I mean, this is probably one of the most applicable verses, I think, in all of the book of James, that if you apply this to your life, you'll see it bear fruit, and it'll do some things, right? When the words of James 1:19 tell us, "Be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be slow to become angry. That's helpful stuff right there. In fact, those three phrases are at the very, they're some of the very first words in the Re-Engage book, this chapter on communication. So Re-Engage, this is our marriage ministry. And I want you guys to know this morning that COVID is not stopping Re-Engage. We're actually launching. If you want some marriage help or if you just want a good marriage exercise, we're offering an in-person, socially distant Re-Engage experience with childcare on Thursday nights. And so, y'all, that's a date night right there. And those are hard to come by these days. So come and join us for Re-Engage if you're interested. It begins on Thursday, October 8th, and we're going to wrap it up before Christmas comes. So we're going to fit it all in this fall space. But I want you to know this. Typically, space is not limited in Re-Engage, but right now, because of the restrictions, it is limited. And so you have to sign up this time. So grab the BPF app and go to the Next Step classes, and you'll find it there, an opportunity to sign up for Re-Engage. So enough of a commercial for Re-Engage, but I do want to say before we move on, that every time Ashley and I go through the curriculum and lead through the curriculum, man, we grow together and we grow with God because it's just so good.
So James 1:19 has been a guiding principle for us in our marriage, and we certainly don't always get it right, but we treat it like a rule that God has given us just as a good gift for us. Be quick, slow, slow. So in your communication with others, be quick, slow, slow. And it lays out a great principle for communication, not just in marriage, but also in all of our relationships. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The opposite of that is slow, quick, quick, which is probably more of the norm in a lot of relationships, being slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to become angry. And that's not going to get you very far. Honestly, it sounds a lot to me like a presidential debate. And so if your communication looks like a Trump-Biden debate, you're probably doing it wrong. Don't be like them.
And sometimes I think we all know we can be like that, right? And I know I can because I'm a quick processor. I think and talk fast. But I do believe that over time I've learned to be a good listener. I mean, even though I know that I can be absolutely slow to listen sometimes, and I know that I can be way too quick to talk often, what I know about myself is I really seldomly get angry. I mean, those who know me well know that it takes a lot to make me mad. But I will tell you that together, Ashley and I have been walking through some difficult stuff with some people that we're really close to over the course of this year. And the stuff has been difficult, and the tensions have been very real, and they just kind of built and built and built to the point in August. The tension was so great that, if I'm honest with you guys this morning, I just became angry. I became angry over the situation that we were in and angry at the people on the other side of us. And again, I don't get angry easy or often, but apparently when it involves my wife and my kids, well, that's what triggers it, and that's what can set me off and cause me to even lose it. So listen to me. Listen to me through my own experience, my own recent firsthand experience, that human anger does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. It didn't bring it about in me, in my own heart, and it also didn't bring it about in the people that I was angry at. It didn't do anything to change their hearts towards righteousness. And the same is true for you and for your relationships, right? Anger is a dead end, I promise you. It doesn't bring about anything that God wants to bring about. So even when it's difficult, even when it's hard, even in real life, it's best if we'll apply God's wisdom and practice.